Chapter 51, Change Orders. Location, the top of the world. When word got out to stand down, the whole weather system had forgotten the original orders that they might have to abort the mission if Michael's plan succeeded. They were still so revved up to go into battle. Great precautions needed to be put in play, or there would be a rebellion. Nimbus, Taz, and Cumulo came up with a stellar plan. Nimbus would notify Michael to get the sun to go dark with the moon for a few hours. The sun wouldn't have any trouble getting the moon to cooperate for a total solar eclipse. Then, during the blackout, the sun would find the gaps and the breakups due to the low-level cloud confusion and bend its rays back to Earth as the moon moved on. The heat in the sun's rays would be on overload and would probably start fires in dry areas. Unfortunately, this would shake up the humans even more after seeing an unscheduled solar eclipse, but they needed a little extra reinforcement from above.
"Well, they will be expecting fire and brimstone anyway," Cumulo said, "even though it isn't in our original plan."
After the sun and moon achieved darkness, the three mighty cumuli would triangulate the whole North Pole above their troops. Once in position, they would become powerful forces, sealing off the higher elevation so the clouds couldn't build into towers to rain. Hopefully, by holding pressure over them, the troops would start to dissipate. Yet there were concerns. Taz was worried about how the sun and the moon would line up. But since they all had experienced miracles in the past, that worry fizzled out. Nimbus was uneasy about staying strong enough for however long it would take. But his dad reminded him that there were those who would follow orders just because they were good soldiers. Most were experienced and would only be disappointed in not getting to complete the mission that they had been trained to do. Since Nimbus had learned all about the human satellite communication system, he sent a message to Michael acknowledging that he had received his direct orders. Then he asked him to contact the sun with regards to their plan, since Michael was the sun's closest personal friend. Michael fired back a direct beam, confirming and approving their plan. He had called them the trio, since they would have to work together to achieve their mission. All responsibility was on them to succeed, and it was do or die. There was no going home. "We will be triumphant since we are notorious," Taz said without hesitation.
"I got it," Nimbus said. "We will be the triumphant, notorious trio, the TNT, to blow this thing away."
"I like it," Cumulo bellowed.
As they finalized their positions, the darkness got darker. The trio spun out into three directions like the Air Force Thunderbird jets and triangulated above the weather system at the top of the world. Nimbus shouted out his orders, and the other two TNTs verified with loud thunder and great bolts of lightning. When the army finally got silent, he thanked them immensely and told them how much their participation meant, but how fortunate not to have to do the mission, as it would be on their conscience forever, because of possible ending the world. Then he added that they would ultimately be out of a job, not to mention ending their own existence. The silence was longer than they expected, but slowly the crowd of clouds started to disband. That is, all except the Thunderhead School graduates. They objected vehemently and built right up in the faces of the trio. Cumulo's reputation at the school helped convince them that he was still a might-makes-right kind of cloud and assured them that his age did not play a part in his abilities. If challenged, they would be reduced to alto cloud status if not thrown directly into the ocean altogether. However, no threat was necessary. The trio had become so powerful and their pressure so great that the Thunderheaders were pushed back like feathers blown by the wind. With most of the threat dissipating and moving on, and the sun's rays finding their way back to Earth, the trio released and snowed at the North Pole. Michael had said it would be a good thing because global warming was starting to affect the polar bears. Nimbus watched himself fall to Earth in beautiful, massive flakes. He felt a relief he had never felt before. Without a doubt, the trio was triumphant. Earth was saved, at least for a while. Nimbus told Taz and his father to go ahead to the follow-up meeting without him. He needed some time to process and would join them at the Angel Realm shortly. They all bumped into each other with camaraderie, a bond Nimbus experienced for the first time with his dad. He was double elated as he watched them ascend. Then he thought about Michael's change in the plan. "You'd think that after avoiding all the destruction, I'd be happier," Nimbus said. "I do consider whatever Michael did was a profound success, since there is still an atmosphere. But Michael didn't delete any of the words." Nimbus adjusted his glasses. "I wonder what changed. Maybe after our meeting I'll understand. I'm not sure this is over yet." He noticed that he was still twice his size even after he had traveled so far. Just maybe he had grown not only in achieving his purpose, but in realizing his wants. "I do know one thing that I want. Some of that liquid gold again."